Unit 8, the USA, last but not least. Some American hotspots, page 110.
One.
San Francisco in California. Hop on a cable car and ride the steep hills of this favorite city. Watch street performers at Fisherman's Wharf and the Golden Gate Bridge at sunset. Cruise out to Alcatraz, the escape-proof island prison called The Rock. Al Capone spent time here in the 1930s, but Alcatraz now is home only to sea lions, seabirds, and tourists.
Two.
The Grand Canyon Skywalk in Arizona. If you're afraid of heights, stay away from this place. It's an amazing new walkway out over the Grand Canyon. The only thing between you and the floor of the world's largest canyon is 10 centimeters of clear glass. That's a dizzying 1,220 meters below. The walkway and railings are made entirely of glass. Are you brave enough?
Three.
10 states, one river, the Mississippi River. How about a steamboat trip down the mighty Mississippi? One of the world's great rivers starts as a creek in Minnesota in the north and ends in Louisiana in the south, where it is several kilometers wide. Water skiing was invented on the Mississippi. Marathon swimmer Martin Strell once swam the entire river, 3,800 kilometers, in 68 days.
Four.
New York, the city that never sleeps. New York is often called the Big Apple. Take a bite of this magical mega city. Visit Central Park, the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, Times Square, and Coney Island, where the hot dog was born. There, you can also ride the Cyclone roller coaster, built in 1927. It goes 100 kilometers an hour. So have your hot dog after your ride.
Five.
Washington, D.C., the capital of the USA. Go straight to the National Air and Space Museum, one of the most visited museums in the world, and see famous aircraft and spacecraft. Then walk over to the White House and say hi to the president. Washington, D.C. is full of monuments and other exciting must-sees along the National Mall. No time to lose.
Six.
Cape Canaveral in Florida. Want to be an astronaut? Go to Cape Canaveral and join a space crew at nearby Kennedy Space Center. Swedish astronaut Christer Fuglesang took off into space here, aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery, in December 2006. By the way, the telephone area code for Cape Canaveral is 321. Coincidence?